Well, hey, my friends, welcome back to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show. We're bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope you guys are having a strong, healthy day today. As always, on the podcast platform, thebrowershow.com, we have the news outlets, the daily articles that we post and we talk about on the show, plus much more. They're right under here, this tab at the top on camera four. You got that for me, Rich? Right here in news, you click it, and every day we update all the articles that we post on the show and put them out here. So we're getting it cleaned up. So pretty much everything with the show, the podcast, the Angel Wars, the MP3 downloads, everything is now on thebrowershow.com, which connects back with Health Masters. It's shop supplements at the top. You go back to podcast, click the podcast button. This is as simple as it can possibly get. I am very pleased.
We have been getting so many positive messages on this.
I have. Yeah, I've made it so simplistic. This is exactly what my goal was. I finally accomplished it, finalized everything yesterday. So it's been a great week, and I hope you guys are enjoying the show. You're enjoying the site, because I did this for you guys. I mean, I work on the backside of this site. I mean, but the front end is what I wanted all you guys to really enjoy, so I'm excited about it. And, yeah, so we got a bunch of articles covered that we're going to cover today. What's your top couple articles?
Well, you know, we're going to kind of give you an introduction on what we're going to do on the show today. A California Medicaid provider is now giving parents hundreds of dollars. You can't believe what they want the kids to do. I mean, this is going through the state of California now, and you got to have to hear this article. This one's almost unbelievable. And then a truck full of monkeys.
I heard about that in Mississippi.
Has basically turned over, and they're infected with all kinds of diseases, including herpes. Now, this is and they're saying they're unbelievably mean and like to attack humans. So I'm going to talk to you about that and what you can do to protect yourself from these monkeys if you're in that area. And then Nick Fuentes, well, he was radicalized, you know, they said, by a certain host on TV, on radio, who I was on his show. And this host was unbelievably rude, complete and total. And in fact, I'm gonna cover that with you too, because that's really, really a big deal. So we got a lot of interesting things to talk about, and scientists are now using a specific type of treatment to reverse aging loss in people that are older.
Well, that'd be interesting.
Yeah, so we're gonna cover all those topics today. So you guys stay tuned. Austin, what's your first story?
Well, yeah, there's got some stuff today. I've covered what's going on in Jamaica. That's been a wild thing. They got
blistered, boy. You know what's so funny? I constantly hear people say, well, I want to experience what it's like to be in a hurricane.
No, you don't.
No, this is like, I'd like to experience what it'd be like to pet a 14-foot gator. No, you don't. You know, and so I, you know,
it's like the people that deal with tornadoes out west.
Well, people come from Europe and they want to talk about all the stuff they see on the TV. Well, I want to be here for a tornado. No, you don't want to be for a hurricane either. And I mean, I remember last year or 2 years ago, whenever it was, I remember sitting in the front of the house with the storms blowing. I had that, the doors were all barricaded so they wouldn't blow open. And I'm thinking to myself, this is awful.
Sandbags everywhere.
And so we had docks all the way down the lakefront, got torn apart. I mean, torn apart. Some of them completely torn off, gone. And, you know, and I'm thinking, we had shingles, you know, ripped up on the roof again. And I'm like, this is awful.
No, it was horrible.
And people go, oh, we want to experience that.
No, you don't.
And, you know, it's kind of like this. It's like being in a haunted house.
It sounds cool in movies.
It ain't cool. I've been there. I've been in a haunted house. It was awful. And once you experience some things that you think are going to be cool and you find out they're not so cool, you don't want to do it again. And you know, I've told you stories about the haunted house that I bought years ago, and we got out of that place.
Well, we're going to see how Jamaica pulls out of it. That's a beautiful country. I've been there multiple times.
Well, Dunn's River falls down there. I can't imagine the water going off the top.
Oh.
They got like 40 inches of rain down there. I can't imagine.
Oh, my gosh. So, yeah, there's a lot of stuff we're going to cover. One of the biggest bombshell articles that I'm going to cover
huge,
today. This
huge.
Is huge. This is all over health as far as the health news, the alternative news. Even mainstream news is covering it. They're trying to rebuttal it now. Review now. Got released from the McCullough Foundation, and they reviewed 300 studies on possible causes of autism identifying vaccination as possible cause of autism. They identified vaccination as the leading modifiable risk factor of all autism. The author of the 82-page report said that multiple vaccines given in early childhood overwhelm the infant's developing system. They said their report dismantles the falsehood that vaccines don't cause autism. Now, Ken, the mainstream media is already trying to come out now and
these
saying,
idiots from Harvard.
This hasn't been peer reviewed yet. All this is, dude, there's 300 autism studies. They examine the possible cause of autism, including genetic, environmental, toxicology, vaccine related. Of the studies, 136 focused on routine childhood vaccines or vaccine ingredients, and 107 of those identified links between vaccination and autism and other neurodevelopment conditions. 12 of the studies compared fully vaccinated to completely unvaccinated children. All found better health outcomes among the unvaccinated group. Epidemiologist Nicholas Hulsher, who's getting hammered, by the way, they're already pulling his stuff off Twitter already this morning. Nick Hulsher, the reporter's lead author, said this is the most comprehensive synthesis on autism cause to date. He said, well, approximately half the studies the authors examined focus on genetics, parental age, immune dysregulation, environmental toxins, and a whole host of things. None could account for the rapid stepwise rise in autism prevalence. I'm going to show you the graph here on this article. This is the main article here on Focal Points. Look at this article right here. This is nuts. If it'll load. That's always fun. Well, here you can see right here. Autism prevalence has increased more than 32,000% since 1970.
You know, back in 1970, I remember I was in college, and every once in a while you'd hear about somebody who had autism.
And
it was unbelievable how rare it was.
Right.
And now, 32,000%.
That's unheard of. That's exponential rise.
Well,
that doesn't happen.
You know, remember that movie that came out a few years ago, Don't Look Up?
Yeah, I watched it the other day.
It probably should have won an Academy Award, and Leonardo DiCaprio should have won an Academy Award for what he did with that. And what was interesting about it is that you know they have this meteorite coming towards the planet, right? This asteroid, whatever you want to call it. And they have this group of people from, like, you know, the Midwest or a university out there. Remember the
Utah or something.
Yeah, it was some school that was basically not recognizable, right? And all of a sudden, they go to the White House, and they say to the White House, with this University of, Chicago or, Utah or whatever it was, or Indianapolis, they found this meteorite heading towards the planet. And the guy just starts laughing.
Yeah.
What about Harvard? What about Yale? What about them? Remember that?
Yep.
And they spoofed out, and they basically just ran them out of the White House. And finally, about 6 weeks later, they call them back and go, they verified you guys were right. Okay, all of a sudden it's like, well, wait a minute. But but the problem was their academics, their credentials weren't good enough.
That's exactly right.
Now, I'm going to stop for 1 second, because this nauseates me. We have put so much emphasis on where a person gets a degree from that we discount people who don't have degrees from those specific universities or organizations or institutions like Harvard or Yale. Here's the problem. When you get into a finite institution like Harvard or Yale that only brings in a certain amount of people per year, primarily through people that are alumni, just while I mention that to you, they basically have this circular reasoning and circular skill set in which they think the same things all the time. That's why universities don't like a person getting their bachelor's, their master's, and their doctorate to the same school, because of circular reasoning. So if a person goes to Harvard and gets an undergraduate, a master's, and a doctorate, they've been trained to think a certain way. And when these universities start telling these professors and these doctors to teach certain courses saying that vaccines aren't involved in autism, these professors actually start believing that. And they'll start arguing with you. I remember years ago when I was doing all these talk shows on the top 10 foods never to eat, I remember they had this one guy that had come in from some university, I forgot where he was, and he wanted to come in and start debating everybody who said that aspartame was unhealthy.
Yeah.
And the thing they would do, they wouldn't debate the facts as far as what the research would show. They'd debate where you got your degree from, and they would try to discredit you.
That's always how they do it. That's what they're doing with this guy now.
Yeah.
They're trying to come in, discredit him, saying, well, you don't have this background. He goes, dude, I went through 300 studies. Here's a comprehensive review. Here's all these doctors that worked on it. Here's all these PhDs worked on it.
Remember, I sent those 300 same studies to a group of guys before who had a son, a man who had a son who basically was going to vaccinate his kids.
Yep.
And the idiot wouldn't even read the 300, wanted more, didn't even read the 300. So there's that many studies out there that indicate this. And when I wrote the book, Maximum Solutions to ADD, Autism, and Learning Disabilities in Children, I directly linked vaccines to autism. And that was 25 years ago I wrote that book.
It says the landmark report reveals autism is a multifactorial disorder with intersecting genetic, environmental, and intergenic influences. But one dominant, modifiable factor stands out. combination and early time vaccination emerges as the major driver of risk consistent across mechanism, epidemiology, and clinical evidence as autism prevalence continues to rise at an unprecedented rate. Clarifying the full neurodevelopment impact of the modern vaccine schedule is no longer optional. It is a moral and scientific imperative.
Well, it's Dr. Stephanie Sneff from she's MIT. She said that if the current trend doesn't change by 2030, everybody will have autism.
Correct.
All kids.
Because that's what they're doing with the shot schedule. And then what he's saying here, this is what I highlighted. Put this on camera. I'm about to read this on camera four. The autism prevalence continues to rise at an unprecedented rate. Clarifying the full neurodevelopment impact of the modern vaccine schedule is no longer optional. It's a moral and scientific imperative, meaning we've reached a point now where we can't just sit around and go, oh, it's not vaccines. They have nothing to do with anything. They're safe and effective. We're just going to keep ignoring it. If we continue on this, like you said, it's going to be a point where almost every single child's going to have autism.
But see, it's easier to control a child with autism by putting him into a virtual learning center or into a
set drug him down.
Or put him in a set of goggles.
VR.
And basically let them just live their whole life, you know, in a virtual VR. Reality.
Or drug them into a stupor.
Or allow them to be a receptive vessel for demonic possession. Did I just say that? Yeah, because these kids basically can't control what goes in and out of them. I have a friend of mine. He takes care of an autistic child. And this child has all kinds of weird voices and things coming out of him all the time. Also knows who I'm talking about. And it's like he's demon-possessed.
Well, and in my opinion, this is just my opinion, and I would say this to anybody that has a child that has autism. Be very, very cautious of what you let them watch on TV and movies. Oh, yeah. Don't be letting them watch horror movies.
Or slasher movies.
Because a lot of times they don't understand reality from fiction. And that stuff does not need to be put in their brain because they're already dealing with enough stuff.
Do you remember a few years ago the CDC came in and told a bunch of people there at the CDC in Atlanta that they had to basically shred the evidence that the MMR vaccine caused autism in black males?
Burn bag it. Get rid of it.
I just thought I'd mention it. And I remember they used to always tell me on these talk shows, you know, you could talk about aspirin and all that, but you can't talk about vaccines.
Well,
can't mention it.
What's funny now, and this ties into it, this isn't funny, but there's all this mainstream media coverage now that's going after Tylenol. Now they're saying Texas is suing Tylenol for hiding autism risk. Tylenol is unbelievably toxic, and cetaphedamine is unbelievably toxic to the liver. We've talked about that in deep detail for years. However, you notice now suddenly Tylenol is the scapegoat for autism?
Yep.
Every single mainstream media outlet, Tylenol causes autism, which probably to some degree it can and it does. And it is not healthy for pregnant women. It's not really healthy for people in general.
I'd never touch that mess.
This stuff is toxic to the liver. But now this is the narrative that they're spinning off now because so much content has been out there about autism. They have to spin it.
Tylenol should not even be allowed on the market. It's that poisonous.
I think it should be used as far as prescription only for people that can't take some type of opioid painkiller.
They mix it with opioids now.
They mix it with opioids, but they don't do it for that as far as what they should. But Tylenol should be prescription only for individuals that have had issues with opioids or they've had issues with methadone and they need a painkiller for something in a hospital setting or prescription. But having it, you go buy a big old bottle at Publix. Buy a big old bottle.
One of the primary ways people commit suicide, bud.
Cause of liver failure in the United States.
I stand by my statement. It should be pulled completely off the market and not even allowed to be used for human consumption. It's that toxic. It's like statin drugs.
Yeah.
But worse. It's worse than statin drugs. And statin drugs are a nightmare. This product, I mean, I know multiple people that have taken too much of this stuff after they got drunk and died from liver failure.
Oh, yeah, or in the hospital trying to get a transplant.
But these guys died.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's unbelievable.
Well, I'm spinning off this because I have a real issue. Because somebody brought this up to me the other day. They're older, and I know them real well. They're older in their 70s, and they're having all these heart issues now and heart palpitations. And I found out they're on statin drugs.
Oh, yeah.
Now, here's the problem that I have with this entire concept. Statin drugs have been directly linked to muscle necrosis.
Mm-hmm.
What's the heart?
Muscle.
It's a muscle. Newsflash. Mm-hmm. And so I've taught more and more people now that are on these statins for no reason whatsoever other than we need your cholesterol below 200 because that's the research,
which is
so stupid. And then they're having heart problems after they get on the statins. And I'm sitting there looking at this theory and I'm like, this doesn't even make stupid sense.
Okay, let's take it all the way back here to the fallen angels. Let's go back to the ancient Canaanite religions.
Angel Wars.
Yeah, let's go to Angel Wars. These entities that run this planet, they really hate you.
They really do.
They really hate your children. And they don't want us to have the ability to think clearly.
No.
And, you know, and so you've got to go back to the Sabbatean Kabbalist Luciferian synagogue of Satan that runs the whole planet, including pharmaceuticals, who own everything through BlackRock, State Street, and Vanguard and their bloodline families, and realize that these people don't want you on this planet. There's too many of us now. They want us down to 500 million. And then what will happen here, it may not be in my lifetime, but it'll probably be in Austin's lifetime, unless I outlive him because he may get a motorcycle. But I'm just kidding about that. And just a little bit of humor in there.
Don't put me out there like that.
Oh.
Well, he's
he was. We went to the bike shop the other day.
We had to drop off a side-by-side, and they had a 1,000 RR there.
He jumped on him. Oh, and I said, oh, gosh, no, not again.
Oh, man, that was a comfortable bike. And they're not comfortable. They're really uncomfortable, but I was just had a lot of street
bikes. The BMW 1000R is a comfortable bike, not the Honda.
But still, though, it felt good to be on a rocket again.
Anyhow, so
anyways.
In the event that I outlive Austin, which I hope I do not, that would be horrible. But the reality is that, you know, I have told people for so many years that, you know, they want to reduce the population of this planet. That's what
doggone.
That's what that whole monument was up there in Georgia was about. So somebody blew it up.
Yeah.
You know? And by the way, here's the first story. Exclusive California Medicaid provider pays parents hundreds of dollars now to vaccinate their children.
That's wild. Paying parents to inject them with the stuff that I'm talking about right here on this show.
Here's why. Now, forgive me for saying this, but I'm just going to say it kind of. I'm trying to say it without making everybody mad. The majority of the parents that are well-educated no longer vaccinate their children. They don't do it. Even the doctors that are promoting vaccines to some of their clinical patients are not vaccinating their own children. Okay, but the people who are uneducated, who seem to live under a rock somewhere and never read anything and want to play video games and all they care about is Kim Kardashian's buttocks, they want to be basically paid now to vaccinate their kids, and they're okay with it. I'm going to give you $500 to vaccinate your kid. Okay, great. Where's my $500? Give me some more meth. Give me more crack. I mean, are you kidding? No, no. Well, see, remember, they don't want these people that have the really low IQs to reproduce. And when a person has an 80 IQ and they breed with another person with another 80 IQ or a 50 IQ, like from Somalia, they produce a child with an IQ in many cases that has a 70 or 65 IQ. You think, well, you can't say that. Well, guess what I just did? God, get a grip, people. I'm just telling you what math does. 100 plus 100 divided by 2 is still 100. It's just how the math works on IQ scores. And the crazy part about it is if they can keep people from reproducing that have low IQs and vaccinate their children so they're autistic so they don't reproduce, oh, my gosh, they're going to have a big coup d'etat here. The population of the United States is plummeting right now without immigration because of all of the things that we've done, including vaccinating these children. Now we have hundreds of thousands of children, if not millions of children, that have learning disabilities.
Look at this is the CDC's own admittance, right? They got, in 2009, 2010, autism was 1 out of 110. Mm-hmm. That was that long. That was 15 years ago. Now they're saying it's 1 out of 31.
It's actually 1 in 12.5 boys.
For boys, yeah. Mm-hmm. And so what's crazy about this is it's growing at a rate that we've never witnessed.
You know what just absolutely just frosts me? It really just makes me want to say it, Matt. I'm just going to say it. You know what really pisses me off with this thing here? Forgive my vernacular. Is that they're looking at the same statistics we are. And they won't pick up the doggone research and look at it and say, maybe this guy's right.
They have access to the same 300 studies this guy went to.
But remember, it's because they're not from the proper university. That's why I covered that first. Yep. They're not PhDs from Harvard and Yale. And those people from Dartmouth and all those guys, we're Ivy League. I went to Brown. Don't you know you're a peasant. You went to Florida State. I'm not going to say that anyhow, but I know we got a football team that sucks now. I got that, right?
We had a good couple games this year at the beginning.
Have we won any since that first three? I don't think we have we?
We lost against Pittsburgh.
Oh, God.
I was at the game. We lost against Pittsburgh. That was
all right, that
was embarrassing.
Let's talk about STD monkeys escaping after the truck carries them.
I saw this.
Okay, first of all, here I'm a truck driver.
You know, this is the second time this has happened, by the way.
But I'm a truck driver. I'm carrying an entire load of infectious monkeys.
Infected monkeys. Outbreak, baby, the movie.
You think that really? Just maybe I might slow down a little bit, not take the corners too fast.
Keep it at 60, not tailgate.
Unless he was trying to terrorize the monkeys by slamming around in the back. I don't know what the sick guy was doing. This is Mississippi. A truck hauling aggressive rhesus monkeys carrying hepatitis C, herpes, and COVID overturned Tuesday in Mississippi, allowing them to escape.
It's the second time this has happened.
The Jasper County Sheriff's Department said with most of the escaped animals have been destroyed or remained in their cages, but one feral monkey was on the loose.
This reminds me way too much of Outbreak, dude.
Me too. Like, the monkeys are approximately 40 pounds. It's a big, remember, these things are strong.
Yeah, 40-pound monkeys. These are a small child.
They're like five times the strength of a human based on muscle tissue. So that's like a 200-pound person running around that's got all kinds of diseases. They're aggressive to humans, and they require PPE to handle, a sheriff's deputy said. The truck was coming in from Tulane University when it crashed on Interstate 95. The sheriff said Mississippi's Wildlife and Fisheries responded along with the law enforcement officials. People were warned not to approach a loose monkey and call 911 if they see it. But now what's going to happen is people are going to say, you can't kill the monkey. It's not the monkey's fault it's got all these infectious diseases. It was used as a lab rat.
Right.
Okay? Therefore, you have to let it breed and run around and infect
the population.
You can't shoot it. Got to make sure you don't shoot it, because that's cruel and unusual punishment for the monkey.
If I saw a 40-pound monkey running through my yard and they just told me that infected monkeys got loose, 12-gauge, bro. I'm not playing a game with that thing. It's got COVID and herpes and
hepatitis.
And here's the weird part about this, okay? This is the little excerpt they had in this article. In 2020, the university received an anonymous $1 million gift to establish a fund for emerging research in infectious diseases. The money was meant to be used to support the institution's research and provide immediate impact in the race to find a vaccine for COVID-19, according to the university's schools of medicine. This is the second time research monkeys have escaped in the past year in the United States. Now, so you got to take a step back and go, okay, the first time, maybe, bad driver coincidence. The second time this has happened now, are they just trying to set something up? Just trying to let something loose.
He was probably a DEI hired driver, like the guy who turned around on the doggone turnpike the other day on a semi truck and
killed three
people
down here in Florida.
I mean, do you not realize that you got a load of toxic animals in the back that maybe you just need to slow down?
Well, here's the funny part now. The kicker, Fox News just issued an article that just came out. University disputes claim that monkeys had any diseases now.
Of course they did.
Oh, no. They were just regular monkeys we were transporting. They had no diseases. We were only bringing them from the the university where we were testing
lab.
The infectious lab. Yeah. So it's ironic now they're trying to backtrack on and say, oh, wait, there's no infectious monkeys. There's nothing to see here. There's not a 40-pound monkey in the corner of the room.
All right. Nick Fuentes says he was radicalized on race by listening to this particular talk show host. This talk show host is known for being unbelievably mean to guests. I was on a show. He's a nightmare.
Who was he?
Mark Levin.
Oh.
I think I was on his show for less than 60 seconds.
That fast?
No, it was that fast. I'm not even sure I even went on the show. I think he may have been recording me and just deleted me and hung up on me.
Really?
I don't even went out on the show.
When was this?
Years ago. And, I mean, a Christian nationalist commentator, Nick Fuentes, claimed on Monday he became radicalized on race after listening to Mark Levin's show in high school. Levin's hosts syndicated shows, a weekend program on Fox News. During the interviews with former Fox News host Tucker Carlson, Fuentes opened up about his early days in politics as a supporter of Ted Cruz and libertarian politics. Because he's turned really heavily against Donald Trump now.
Oh, yeah.
He goes, I was from a 95% white suburb, so the diversity had not really reached any corner of my Chicago area, said Fuentes. Growing up in the suburbs, I was insulated from that. I was listening to Levin's show. This shows to show how normy I was. I listened to him every day. In high school, yes, I was a fan. I loved the show. I actually liked how he was kind of obnoxious and mean to his callers. Vicious. And I like that.
Wow.
here's the funny thing about this is, you know, you don't have to be a jerk if you're a talk show host.
You really don't. There's enough content out there to keep things wild. I mean,
you don't have to be mean. You know, even when we used to take phone calls on the show, we couldn't do it anymore because our phone lines would lock up instantly.
Yeah.
We would always be nice to the callers. Always. Because, you know, the callers are the ones that are listening to you. And, you know, the callers are the ones that are supporting Health Masters. I mean, we're always trying to be nice. But this Levin guy, I don't know what in the world people listen to this guy for. He's just an absolute nutbag as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah,
that's my opinion on him. So, by the way, Levin, why don't you go ahead and say that about me too, so you can promote my show back?
There you go.
Nice. By the way, the U.S. population is actually falling precipitously, and here's why it matters: the data in the United States is getting older and welcoming fewer babies. Guess why? When one person has a child that has autism, they don't want any more kids. Anymore. I had a friend of mine, his name was Terry, and his wife and him had a baby, and the baby was in neonatal intensive care for almost a year. I mean, in the first 4 or 5 years, was constantly in the hospital with this child. And I asked him, I said, are you going to have any more kids? He goes, absolutely not. We will never do this again. Say, you have a child with autism, now you got yourself a handful. And I'm my deepest condolences to you if that's happened and you didn't know about the vaccines and this happened because of vaccine-induced endotism. But the reality is that you know what I'm talking about. I had a friend of mine. They had a big company over there in Lake Wales.
Yeah.
And I remember Harrison was friends with this girl. And they, she had two brothers. And they were 2 years apart. And the first one, they injected him at 18 months. Boom. Autism. 2 years later, they injected the next one. Boom. Autism. Both
at 18 months.
And both at 18 months with the MMR shots. And the crazy part about it was is that, you know, the daughter, who was basically the sister of these two boys that had autism, told Harrison, no matter who I marry, they have to be willing to take my brothers on to take care of them the rest of their lives because my parents will be passing away and dying.
That's a big, big burden, man.
Now, you understand what that means? That means that if you're dating this girl, you're going to have to agree with her and her parents that in the event something happens to her parents, that you're going to be taking care of two autistic adults.
It's a lot.
You know, that one that Devan takes care of, he likes to hit people.
Yeah.
He'll walk up to you, just straight sucker punch you. You know, I wouldn't even let him walk behind me. I would say, Johnny, you walk out in front of me. He whacked Van again the other day. Then he whacked his boss. Just walked up to him, just whack, bam. And, you know, and I'm like, these guys 23 years old.
Yeah, it's not funny.
Maybe it wasn't a good idea to get him to work out with us. He's gotten really strong.
I'd probably get him off the bench.
but the American's population is dropping, and here's why it matters. I see a total reshuffling of our economy and society brought about by historic demographic turnover, regenerative medicine specialist Dr. David Gosland said to the Epoch Times. In a report for the American Enterprise Institution, economists said that the U.S. falling fertility rates are huge. The number of adults 65 and older is to hit, forecast, 82 million by 2050. That's a lot. Jeez. And will make up 23% of the total population, according to the population review. That means they're not. Here's why they don't want that to hear. Here's why. We're no longer producing units.
Yeah.
The boys who sit up in space with their cigars lighting them with $100 bills want to destroy the planet, according to South Park.
The Jutopians?
They called them Jutopians.
That's what South Park said. That's what
they said. They said they were going to destroy the planet because it wasn't productive enough. Well, the problem is this is one of the reasons they released the COVID like they did.
Oh, yeah.
Because they wanted to get rid of everybody. They wanted to seize everybody's 401ks.
And here's the thing. This isn't going to be a popular topic, but this is just going to be the truth about it. There's a reason why NVIDIA is the number one stock in the world right now, which is the leading AI. There's a reason why BlackRock, State Street, and Vanguard are heavily investing in AI. There's a reason why Amazon's laying off people for robotics and AI. They don't need, as far as to their ideology, they don't need as many people here anymore because of AI and robots are taking over a lot of job positions. It's just what's happening. I mean, the other day I talked to somebody, and they were talking about how, you know, basically paralegals and individuals are starting to be replaced in the law firms with AI systems now, full AI computer systems now, where they can go in and say, I need this typed up. Boom. It's 100% accurate to a T with no problems.
So they're keeping it from hallucinating on those, apparently.
Yeah. So there's a reason why they're putting up 500 AI data centers across the country.
We have more AI data centers in the United States than the rest of the world combined.
Yes.
Combined.
It's very creepy. When I started looking at it again the other day, and I started looking at what they're doing with the facial recognition and with the flock systems, and now they're coming out now and they're saying down in this is a problem that just came up the other day. They talked about how they're going to have this kid was handcuffed at school after an AI system apparently mistook his bag of chips for a gun. So there's a full AI firearm recognition system at the school. This kid had a bag of Doritos. The AI flagged him, said it was a firearm. Law enforcement gets dispatched. They handcuff him. They detain him. They search him.
For potato chips.
No firearm, no knife, no guns. He's like, dude, what's going on? I'll put it on the list. You guys can watch it. Tacky Allen was sitting with friends on Monday outside Kenwood High School in Baltimore eating a snack when police officers with guns drawn approached him. Basically, they got a call that there was an active individual on campus with a firearm.
You know the problem with all this, and this is a real problem to me, okay? The kid's sitting there eating a bag of Doritos, which is bad enough for him to start with because of MSG.
MSG, right.
But he's not doing anything wrong.
No.
And suddenly cops walk up to him with guns.
Guns drawn.
Okay. That means, and when these cops draw guns, they are basically hammered back and they are fingering.
They're running Glocks. There's a round in the pipe.
There's finger in the trigger. They're on the trigger. And so one glitch from one of these cops, this boy's dead.
Or what? One jump.
Hmm?
He goes, oh, it's just a bag of Doritos.
Done.
Done.
Dead. And the sad part about it is that, you know, they discounted like, well, it's an AI made a glitch.
Oh, they did. Yeah, they did. It's, oh, we're sorry. The school said, we're sorry about the problem, that our mistake. Luckily, the kid didn't have any issues. He didn't jump up. He didn't do anything erratic. He didn't get shot. But here's the problem. When you start having this AI system integrated in society where it's doing policing, now down in Miami, they want to start having a AI noise enforcement in the city. So it's going to identify if your car's too loud, if you're honking a train horn, or if you're revving your engine. It's going to identify and issue a citation.
What are they going to do with that Z06 Corvette with those loud pipes on it that comes from the factory like that?
What do they do with those guys down there running around in SVJs with straight pipe V12s? We can start. Everybody's going to start getting tickets because your exhaust is too loud?
It says, well, the AI camera will pick it up and see it and then send you a ticket, I guess.
It says they've written 500 citations for exhaust systems, motor vehicle noises, loud noises, horns, warning devices in 2025.
Well, they can't do it for music anymore.
No. They said staff and commissioners said Florida currently restricts automated noise camera enforcement for this purpose. However, now they want to use noise cameras to the legislative agenda and allow them to be AI-based and basically start writing tickets based on noise violations. This is exactly what tied in with the automatic red light camera system that, by the way, Ticket Clinic won down in Miami. They had to pull us out of there. A lot of states or a lot of areas in Florida have had to pull the red light cameras out because they are extremely illegal and unconstitutional. They have tons of false positives all the time. I mean, I know individual today, she got four tickets back to back to back to back. Four tickets in like a week period because she went over the white line on a right turn and didn't stop immediately. And so the camera picked her up. Boom, ticket, ticket. Ticket, ticket. She didn't know there's a camera there. They just put it up last month. $159 fine. $159 fine. All, and remember, the law enforcement only gets about 30% of the money that is generated from those tickets. It's a private entity. It's a private contractor.
It's the guys who breathe the free air and get the money.
It's all about taxing people into an oblivion. And what do you think they're going to start doing with AI systems when they integrate this all across the country? Speed traps, noise ordinance traps. Already talking about them here. So, again, this is why I've been very, very open, very vocal about this. And even a lot of law enforcement doesn't want this stuff to be put into place.
Oh, by the way, the fertility rate was 3.1 in 1950. That's what the baby boom was.
3.1, okay.
That means every family produced 3.1
on average, right?
Mm-hmm. Now it's 1.6, which means the husband and wife have to have at least about 2.1 to reproduce themselves, so you have to look at childhood mortality. So we're basically going to be cutting the population. This is one of the reasons the Democrats insisted on bringing the population up with the immigration.
That's exactly right.
Just thought I'd mention this to you. So this is not the Democrats doing this. This is not Trump doing this or Joe Biden doing this. This is the group that runs the planet. The guys who took down Building 7, that's who does this. And when you understand that, you start to realize that these people, they realized that we weren't going to be able to be a productive country anymore because of, look at the autism rates.
Yeah.
Okay, so they had to bring more people in.
Well, autism rate's not even factored into the population rate.
No.
So
no.
You factor in the amount of autism on top of the population drop. No.
But the problem, I had a friend of mine just the other day. I came over from Germany, and she hung out for a bit. And I remember she told me, she said, that people don't realize that if they didn't have the immigration coming into Germany, Germany would basically be, they would have nobody
negative,
to work.
Negative population growth.
Well, they are, just like we are. And the problem with that is that when you take the nuclear family away, let's just be real here for a second. I decide I'm going to get married. I'm 25 years old. And I find a great wife, and she's going to get married to me. And then we find out it's going to cost us X amount of hundreds of thousands of dollars per child when we have them.
Yeah, in total aggregate, yeah.
And you're going to be forced and mandated to vaccinate the child, which then you will realize will have autism, and you got to deal with that. You're going to sit down and have a very serious discussion about not having kids at all. You're going to say, I don't want to do this. I'd rather just have my life, live it out, and be done with it, and not have to deal with trying to support another group of people. And see, when you have costs of living going up so much, and the husband and wife both have to work, then you got to hire a nanny, and then you realize that by the time you pay for the nanny with after-tax income, that what ends up happening is the wife's income basically is basically forfeited. Yeah. You start to realize that, hey, what am I doing here?
Or even the daycare. Yeah. Daycare's the roof now. Oh, yeah. I mean, the amount of money spent, like you said, after-tax. So it's like the mom's working just to pay for daycare, pay for somebody to take care of the kids.
Well, look at
you got two or three kids.
And then what was also fun is you look at all these people that have dogs and cats, and they don't even realize it's tens of thousands of dollars in aggregate over the lifetime of that animal in order to provide medical care and vet care.
Yeah.
And you start to realize that you put a couple of small dogs in a kennel, it's $100, $150 a day sometimes.
That's expensive, though.
So you want a vacation for a month, you got $3,000 in doggone kennel fees.
I paid for Thor to be that last time. Then he got sick. He came back all sick from that kennel.
Yeah.
And I back charged him. I was like, I'm not paying for this. My dog, I believe, was sick when he was with you. Well, it's not our responsibility. And I said, well, it is your responsibility.
You need to bleach everything out.
Yeah, exactly.
So we got a major problem. Now,
I want to tie into this real quick here because you're talking about the fertility issue. This ties right back into it with a new study that just came out in Nature Communications yesterday. Propylparaben, which I've talked about before, paraben's extremely bad endocrine disruptor. Propylparaben, which is now being widely used in almost all skincare products and packaged food, they're now saying it's directly linked to severe ovarian function and fertility across generations.
There's another estrogen compound.
Do not use any shampoos or lotions, because what's happened is now it builds up. So you got females that are using shampoos and conditioners and lotions and facial creams and all these different products that all have paraben. You're eating packaged food that has them in here. It says the findings published in Nature Communication show that pregnant mice exposed to propylparaben, a known endocrine disruptor, passed fertility problems to their daughters. Wasn't just them.
You know what's funny? I was at the Biltmore State the other day, and I met this lady who had this really cute little 14-month-old baby. I talked about it the other day on the show, and she said to me, she goes, we only use beef tallow for a skin moisturizer.
That's a lot.
And I didn't bring that up the other day because I thought, well, okay, well, whatever, you know, beef fat.
We're actually working one of the office right now on one as far as a skincare moisturizer with beef tallow.
Yeah.
I'm actually working on that right now.
That's what she said. We said she won't put any kind of cosmetics on this little boy because of the estrogen mimicking.
Right. It says the known endocrine disruptor passed fertility problems to their daughters, granddaughters, and great-granddaughters. Research by the same team found that mice exposed to propylparaben before birth showed effects resembling diminished ovarian reserve in women, meaning they had fewer and lower quality eggs. This latest study, however, is the first to link propylparaben exposure to multi-generational fertility decline through biological changes that reprogram sperm or eggs and pass impacts down to offspring without changing DNA. This is some nasty stuff, guys. So be on the lookout.
Now they're talking about epigenetics.
That's exactly what they're talking about here. This stuff passed down from generation to generation. So even if you're using it, your daughter gets passed down the stuff, which gets passed down to her daughter because you're using propylparabens in high doses your entire life.
Think fallen angel on this.
Yeah.
Think about the research before this was released. They knew it was going to do this. The same thing you have with atrazine and all these other gender-bending chemicals they're putting out on the market. The same thing you have with the BPA, the bisphenol A, that you get on all the receipts that print up from the gas pumps. These are all gender-bending chemicals.
Parabens are a class of chemicals used to prevent bacterial growth, which, by the way, there's multiple other natural options you can use without using parabens. However, it's way cheaper to use this. And it's a wide range of consumer products are endocrine-disrupting chemicals. This is what they're classified, EDCs, and they mimic and interfere with hormones. So I'm going to post this on the website as far as up here. Give me camera four. Do you guys want to know where it's at? Right up here, news story, boom, daily news. We'll post all the stuff up here today so you guys are updated on this every single day. But this is a really big one. This is why the shampoo that we carry with the Vive, the shampoo and conditioner, there's no propylparabens, there's none of that.
I use that all the time.
Aloe vera is the first ingredient in it. And so, again, just something I wanted to cover and look at because we're talking about decline in fertility. Here's one of the reasons why.
Wow. Well, you know, the thing about it is, think about it for a second. How many women bathe themselves in this stuff every day?
Oh, yeah.
And all of a sudden, they can't get pregnant.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, the guy didn't have any testicles that will produce sperm that work, you know? And so everybody's going, well, what happened to us? I mean, we're all sterilized
now.
Well,
then think about the cumulative effect. So the mom's using propylparabens her lifetime, passes that problem down to her daughter. Her daughter continues to use the parabens. And so you have this cumulative effect with reduction of fertility.
You know what's funny? The Simeon 40 that was used in the vaccines that were given to the people in the 60s, they found that now in the children of those parents from an epigenetic standpoint, and they were never given that vaccine. It passed from one generation to the next generation genetically. Our bodies are so complex, and we talked about this in depth in Angel Wars. Our bodies are so complex that it took God basically in the garden, 7 days or about 7,000 years to put this thing together.
Yeah.
Because remember, a day for him is like 1,000 years to us. This is a major complex they did work in putting this planet together and doing what they did and creating us in God's image.
The ecosystem,
we are so complicated.
The ecosystem, the human body, the physiology.
It's unbelievable.
It's unbelievable when you start to understand how unbelievably complicated it is. And that's why when you start having these doctors and these scientists start making things like RNA gene therapy and telling you, it's safe and effective.
They didn't make that product. It was falling.
That was DARPA. Yeah, that's what DARPA was wrapped up in. Right, that was all DARPA technology. They started working on the Super Soldier program back in the teens and started producing this stuff to see how they could make soldiers stronger, last longer, produce more endurance, or produce more testosterone and endurance. The problem is you can make it go both ways with CRISPR-9 gene editing and gene therapy.
Which is our next story. Scientists, good segue. Hell, thank you for that. Scientists use gene editing to reverse age-related memory loss, opening new paths for Alzheimer's research.
There you go.
This is interesting. Got memory loss? How about your parents or grandparents? There's hope in science-based therapy in two groundbreaking and complementary studies. Timothy Jerome, associate professor of Virginia Tech's College of Agriculture and Life Sciences and School of Neuroscience, and his graduate students have demonstrated how gene editing tools can target age-related molecular changes in the brain to restore memory performance in older subjects. Conducted on rats, which doesn't necessarily transmit to humans, I would say. Widely recognizable and reliable muddy, whether they are not, by the way. Targeting molecular aging in the brain, and they're doing it through CRISPR gene editing and reactivating an IGF-2 gene. And so they're talking about doing this now, and they want to be able to move this into the human phase study to try to work with the people that basically are having age-related genetics problems as far as not remembering when they get older. Now, I'm going to just stop for 1 second on this. I think it's great that they're doing this, and I hope and I pray that it works for people that have severe memory loss. Take magnesium brain food every day.
That and also the memory support. I was going to say,
there's things you can do right now. Yeah. Okay, I mean, my brain is still kicking at 1,000%. I take this stuff every day.
Well, here's the thing. With the magnesium thionate, where it goes through the blood-brain barrier, that's why it's a patented magnesium, when you stack it as well,
heavy metals out.
The magnesium and the memory support go together. I think I have a kit together on here. If not, I'll make sure it transferred over. This is one of the most comprehensive memory support supplements that ties in great with the magnesium brain food. It's got huperzine A, it's got resveratrol, it's got bacopa, it's got ginkgo, it's got NAC, it's got acetylcarnitine, it's got B12. This is a really, really strong formula that I get a lot of feedback from. I don't know why I don't have any reviews on it. I think this product, it kind of gets slept over. I think a lot of people don't realize how effective it is, because we used to sell a lot of it. And then people either, stopped taking it, or their memory got so good.
Steve used to recommend it
all the time.
And now hasn't been with us for a year, and that's probably why we stopped.
He always ranted. This and the EyeSight. He absolutely loved those two formulas.
Well, the EyeSight, if you've got problems because you're dealing with having to look at screens all day, that EyeSight.
And it's a real problem. I mean, I got this giant screen in front of me. I got this screen in front of me. We got screens everywhere. It's just part of life now. And it definitely wears your eyes out, man.
I take the EyeSight on a regular basis. It makes a huge difference. Every once in a while, my eyes will get a little blurry from just being on the screen, doing the iPad all the time, prepping for the show.
Yeah.
And when I take the EyeSight formula, it clears it up. I mean, it clears up within hours.
Yep.
It's the craziest thing I've ever seen.
And that's the same thing that I get as far as feedback from people as far as mental clarity and memory function. Because remember, you don't want to wait until you're having significant memory problems to start taking supplements.
And think about this too for a second. You know, when you've got a bunch of vaccines being injected that have mercury and aluminum in them, those are all neurotoxins.
That's a fact.
Okay, and all of a sudden, you know, you got a little baby that's going to be injected with all these vaccines. Those neurotoxins don't just get out of the body.
No.
That's one thing that's nice about the magnesium is it'll help chelate heavy metals back out.
Oh, yeah.
Stetson
doesn't have any heavy metals. He didn't get shot up. He still loves the stuff.
Oh, it tastes
about a quarter of a scoop, though. He doesn't need that much magnesium. But he thinks it's juice.
Oh, yeah.
I don't give him juice. I don't keep juice in the house. I don't.
Juice is rough.
Is probably one of the worst drinks besides soda you can give kids. If you actually look at the makeup of juice,
fructose, baby.
It's just straight sugar. And most of it's not even real juice anymore. You look on the back of them, it contains 10% juice.
It's all made from concentrate.
If you really want to make juice and you really are just bent on having like orange juice, go buy some organic oranges and run them through a juicer. That's really what you want to do. Have the pulp and everything with them like they're designed to eat. This processed, highly, highly just processed juice they have with added sugar and all these preservatives in it, dude, stay away from that stuff.
But heavy metal toxicity is very, very real. And that's one of the reasons we're having so many age-related memory issues now, because this generation of kids that got injected way back when.
That's true.
They're coming up now, and they're having all kinds of brain. Now, another thing you got to be real careful with is anesthesia.
Oh, yeah.
Be really careful. Now, ladies, I know a lot of folks end up with isomorphic disorder. I got it, right? And they want to have this fixed, and they got this little bump here they want to get fixed, and this little thing's not looking right here, and that's not looking right there. Be really careful. If you want to do some of that kind of stuff, that's up to you. Try to get it done under a local anesthesia and not under general anesthesia. That general anesthesia is rough on the brain.
It
can really cause a lot of mental problems and memory issues. So try to avoid general anesthesia at all costs if you possibly can. I know I have a friend of mine who's a plastic surgeon over there in Tampa, and he'll do upper eyelids for women, okay, and he'll do it under a local, because a lot of times the eyelids start to hang down and block your vision, and so there's kind of like a thing that the insurance covers a lot of it, and he'll do it under a local. In other words, he won't put you to sleep for that.
It's a lot easier on the brain.
It's a lot easier on the brain, because, I mean, remember, if you get under a general anesthesia, they've got you so deep under anesthesia that you don't even know you're getting cut on.
You're right above the threshold of death.
Yeah, you are. You are.
People don't realize how the anesthesia.
And that's why about 1% of the population used to die from anesthesia.
Yes. And even older folks do a lot of times still do die under anesthesia.
Yep.
It takes the body to such a level on it, man. It's this.
Well, let me tell you a story. I had a great, great niece of mine, or aunt, or actually, she was my aunt. Her name was Andrea. Yeah. And I remember she was up in Germany. She wasn't from Germany, but she was German. And she basically had a problem with her heart. She had a valve that was leaking. She was like 85 years old.
Yeah.
And she's like, 50 pounds overweight. And I told her, I said, leave it be.
Just hammer CoQ10 and magnesium.
Just leave it be. And I said, you're 85 years old. And I remember the day before she had her valve repaired, she walked 3 miles pushing a stroller.
Yeah.
3 miles with her dog.
Not a problem.
Not a problem. She never woke up.
No.
I preached her funeral.
Open heart surgery is a serious surgery.
You know what was Andre's? Audrey.
Audrey.
And I preached her. I actually did the eulogy. And the sad part about it is I warned her not to go. Her daughter, who was a physical therapist, warned her not to go. I said, you're 85 years old. What are you trying to do? Extend your life? You're already 85. You're probably going to live another 5 or 6 years anyhow with the valve leaking a little bit. And you'll be in your 90s. You may kill yourself with the anesthesia and with the surgery. And he went in. And then he decided he was in like a 4-way bypass on top of the valve replacement all at once. Because he made more money that way.
Gosh.
Unbelievable with the stuff that I see in medicine today. I mean, it's unreal what they do to people, Austin. I mean, you got to do a cost-benefit analysis. I'm 85 years old. I feel great. I just walked 3 miles. Maybe I need to leave my heart alone.
Well, that's why I've always tried to be selective, too, because, I mean, I've had multiple surgeries of my reckless behavior with motocross and cars over the years. And I remember when I broke my wrist up in North Carolina, that one doctor goes, we probably need to go in and put screws in it. We need a surgery.
I said,
I don't got to put screws in my wrist. I've already broken my right wrist. I'm breaking my left wrist now. I'm like, I'm not getting screws in my wrist. I already had screws in my ankle that I'd have pulled out. Is there a problem? And he goes, well, I don't know if it's going to heal. That's going to heal. Your wrist is perfect now. Probably stronger than ever was. I started having like 8 scoops of multiple powder every day.
I had a guy yesterday tell me his wife had basically had a fracture. And I said, He said, what do you do? I said, well, D3, K2.
Because he didn't want to run a calcium.
No. And I said, you run the powdered multiple,
yep.
4 scoops twice a day, and you run a D3 and get her D3 levels K2. Tested. And D3, but make sure you always use K2 because it puts the calcium back into the bones and not in the arteries. And that's what we told him to do. And she was taking a chemotherapy drug for cancer. Yep. And a lot of those chemotherapy drugs for cancer, the side effect is osteoporotic fractures.
Yep.
I've seen it multiple times now, including yesterday again. So be really, really careful if you're on those types of drugs, and always check toxic side effects. To put the name of the drug in, write in toxic side effects, and hit search. And it'll tell you what it is. And if it's osteoporotic fractures, it'll tell you in most cases if they have done the research to show that. So you be very, very careful on drugs that you go on.
I'm getting some great reviews. And guys, keep loading the reviews up on these products. I appreciate them. They're really good. I'm getting a lot of feedback. We got one on the Ultimate Multiple Powder. Guy said, Halo and Wings. Bam, you nailed it with this product, the Ultimate Multiple Powder. Now is the time to write a review after a few years of my usage. 5-star rating, hands down. Thanks, Ted Brewer, each day after taking my powder. I take on wings off to the gym. These are great. And so I appreciate the support with a lot of this stuff because we really do the best we can to produce the highest quality supplements and bring you guys updated news every day. I mean, if you guys think this is easy, we do this every day live. Most podcasters do stuff, once a week, or they pre-record it. They do a couple hours. We do this live every day.
Or they edit their old shows constantly.
Exactly what they do.
I've got a friend of mine who does a podcast. He's been doing it for 20 years. He does like 2 shows a month.
Yeah. Well, they'll chop up snippets from shows and put them back together.
Yeah, they put it back together. And we can do that.
Which, honestly, we should probably do that. And I know we're getting set up. We're going to have a whole, almost like a, because we're going to start doing this even more now. We're going to have a whole VIP section as far as with subscription monthly. And it's going to have a whole lot more news we're going to get involved in. It's going to have more access. You're going to have different specials you get access to. And on top of that, we're going to cover even more stuff that we don't cover on this show.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we can get into different requests, and it kind of it's going to be more direct content with the with our customers in that VIP.
You already told me I could talk about dating a little bit.
You can talk about whatever you want to talk about, man. Weapons free,
dating,
baby.
By the way, is not for the faint of heart. That's a fact.
Well, I mean, I get some people ask me requests on car topics, some stuff with gun topics, all kinds of different topics. So it's going to be more kind of on a request basis of what we want to go over.
So they can send us emails. We'll answer them on the air.
It's going to be more direct to our customers. The customers that really want to have that direct contact with us and want stuff us to cover on there, that's what we're going to be doing.
So they can send us a list of questions we'll cover. Mm-hmm.
Oh, to an extent.
There's some things we won't talk
about. Something I won't bring up. Yeah.
By the way, this guy thought it would be a good idea to put a bounty, a $45,000 bounty on Pam Bondi.
I saw that. That's
Don't do that.
Don't do that. Okay. Don't be putting bounties on anybody. Dude.
Federal
felony.
Authorities arrested a Minnesota man for allegedly offering $45,000 bounty, dead or alive, for Pam Bondi.
Dead or alive.
I mean, the Wild Tyler West. Maxim Avalos, I don't know what he was thinking, was detained in Ramsey County on several charges, allegedly posted a murder-for-hire style threat against Bondi in a post on TikTok, which is a violent...
TikTok.
This guy must have got too many vaccines. Which is a violation of federal law prohibiting interstate transmission of a threat to injure another person. The FBI discovered the alleged threat after receiving a tip at the agency's National Threat Operations Center about a threatening post against Pam Bondi, the United States Attorney General. Avalos' post displayed an image of Bondi with a sniper scope and a dot on her forehead. And the caption, Pam Bondi wanted reward, dead or alive, preferably dead.
This guy needs to get off the fluoride, dude.
Okay, dude, if you're listening and you're not still locked up, take the IV out of your arm with fluoride. Okay, get off the statin drugs.
Putting a bounty out for murder to hire is already a very, very big no-no. That's a giant felony. Doing it on the Attorney General of the United States on TikTok, I'm not even going to go
there
anymore.
There was a big guy. He was over in Orlando years ago, and he had this huge talk show. I remember this, big talk show. I used to go on a show every once in a while, and he was going through a really bad divorce. And he straight turned around and put a hit out on his wife with an undercover FBI guy in the limo with him, and they exchanged money. That was it, boy. And that was the end of his life. And there was a thing on TV. There was a TV show. It was Tiger King or something like that.
Oh, gosh.
It was this gay dude with bleached out hair.
Oh, my God.
And they did the same thing to him. Yeah. He had somebody else that was hammering him all the time. And so they met with him, and they offered to kill this other tiger carrier person. And he bit on it. And now he's serving 20 years in prison.
That whole thing was a boondoggle of a show. That was weird. I never even watched all of it.
Well, I had somebody show it to me the other day. I'm like, I don't want to watch. This is awful.
Well, I couldn't get past all the gay stuff. That's why I was like.
No. And then the crazy part, something he goes one day, he goes, oh, somebody like just had her arm torn off. The tiger got it.
Oh, no, that did happen. Yeah, that did happen.
So this guy was running around. He was, I'm judge, jury, executioner on my ranch.
Yeah.
And he's running around threatening everybody to kill everybody. I thought to myself, this guy's not going to be around long. And they set him up.
Yeah, well, the thing about
it is, be careful who you talk to, by the way, about weird stuff. Because you know who you're talking to.
Yeah, well, especially be careful with online stuff now, with these chats, with Reddit and all these different platforms on it. There is, and I can tell you this because I know a lot of law enforcement, there is an enormous amount of undercover operations that are in chat groups, that are online platforms, that try to goat people into doing things. Especially if you got somebody that you don't know that well and they start bringing up really weird topics, don't be exchanging comments back and forth on open platforms or even texts. Just don't do it because you don't know what they're doing. Remember that whole thing that happened up there with the governor, Governor Whitmore in Michigan?
They set these guys up.
There's like 12 guys that got indicted for this giant conspiracy.
That was all dismissed.
Nine of them were FBI informants. Nine of them out of the 12 that got indicted. And they got, okay, well, these guys are actually, they're exempt. They have immunity. Like, this whole giant operation they were going to do to go,
Well, the same thing happened on January this year.
January 6th is a large operation.
There were 350 doggone FBI and undercover guys pushing the guys in the crowd to do what they were doing. They all had immunity.
Yep.
I mean, if you're in a militia group, I'm going to be blunt here, or in one of these other types of groups that meet together and they will have these little closed door meetings, you better know who you have in the room with
you.
That's
right.
And you better make sure, because a lot of times these people who are in law enforcement will infiltrate those types of places.
All the time. I remember, I know a buddy that was going to Orlando everywhere, and there's a militia group up there training with it. It was supposed to be a pretty decent group, and all of a sudden stuff started getting real shady. Random people started coming to the group. Random people started bringing up different topics on illegal content, legal topics of things. And I told this guy, I said, you know what? I said, you probably just need to kind of stay away from that, dude.
I remember I had my mom, we had the German beer tavern. And I remember one time there was these guys always seemed to be real cool. God, they're both undercover.
Really?
Yeah. They'd come in and drink beer. They're both investigators. They would come in there and try to find things that, you know, that people were doing that was wrong. In my mom's bar. Finally, one of them, I was talking to him. I was a kid. I was like 16 years old. And he told me, pulls out his badge. Yeah, I'm an investigator.
Undercover.
Yeah.
Dark boy.
Yeah. And I thought to myself, well, that's nice. That's great. I wasn't involved in drugs or alcohol or anything. Well, I was working in the bar.
Yeah, a lot of alcohol.
I was underage serving alcohol.
That was a different time to be alive, man. I mean, that was...
I used to take those beer things, those six packs of beer things, those plastic things, whatever, and they were real thick, and I'd fold them to one and put them behind my neck and pop them. I was strong as a moose back then.
Yeah.
But I remember doing that. So if I had a problem with somebody at the bar, I would just roll up the beer thing, I'd just pop it, and that'd stop it all.
Pop it. All right, we're done now. In other news, Netanyahu's ordered a massive airstrike overnight on Gaza.
Remember what I told you 2 weeks ago? You guys all fussed at me. I said, this ain't going to stop. He ain't going to stop.
Killed 104 Palestinians, primarily children. Appears one of the gravest challenges yet to increasingly fragile U.S. brokered ceasefire.
There's no ceasefire.
The deadliest day since the truce. There was no truce.
No.
That whole theater. Yeah.
It was to stop the stuff being posted about Israel and Charlie Kirk. That's why they did this.
That's what it was.
Had nothing to do with the stopping. They're going to have a seaside operation there with a bunch of hotels and resorts in Gaza.
They're going to do it.
Yeah, there's nothing we can do. We can't stop.
That's why I don't cover as much of this anymore, because there's nothing I can physically do with this little sandbox country that loves to do airstrikes. By the way, 3 a.m. airstrike, undisclosed.
Everybody's sleeping.
That's why they have so many civilian casualties.
That's like Dresden.
Airstrike, nighttime, 3 a.m., Hellfire missiles.
At Lavender, baby.
Zero disclosure on it. Almost all civilians killed. Then they said they got two Hamas guys out of 104.
They come in at 12 o'clock in Dresden, February of 1945. Everybody's like, you know, either home sleeping or they're out at the theater. And this city had been unbombed. They had no military targets there. It was all old men, women, and children. And they hit the doggone buildings with concussion bombs and blew the roofs off of them. An hour later, they came in and they dropped incendiaries into the open buildings and turned it into a hell inferno. And people were being burned alive and basically incinerated. Then the women and the children who were able to escape ran out into the river there to get away from the heat. And they came in with P-51s and they strafed them with 50 caliber fire. Yeah, that was Churchill. He was a druid. That was a blood sacrifice. Some people say up to 200,000. Others say up to 500,000 died that night on a target that was not even a military target, just to kill Germans. Just thought I'd mention that. It's like Churchill had to have a blood sacrifice, his buddy Lucifer. This is unbelievable to me that kind of stuff happens in warfare, and it's unbelievable to me that they bombed this group at 3 o'clock in the morning and kill all these women and children
for no reason. The Lavender AI program that Israel basically built with their drone systems is that if they have one Hamas individual, they allow up to 100 civilian casualties in the algorithm.
There we go.
That's in the analytics. They admit it. I've gone and I did a full show on this with Lavender and what they're doing with AI drones now. And it's Cyberdyne is what it is. And it's pretty creepy. But again, at the end of the day, all we could do is continue to work with each other, to do the best we can, to encourage one another, to lift each other up, to continue to stay strong and healthy, and promote the best positivity we can. That's why I don't like covering a lot of these articles on here. But I had to bring it up just for the fact that I can't ignore what that behavior is over there.
Well, if you understand something and you realize that, you know, our life on this planet is very finite.
It is.
But there's no such thing as death. Heaven is real and death is a lie. We just move on. And the thing about it is, if we continue to try to bring honor and glory to God and everything that we do, think, and say, and we always try to remember that, you know, death has no sting over us. Death has no victory over us. Jesus overcame both death, hell, and the grave because of Calvary. Yeah. If you remember who we are in Christ, we'll always remember that we have a positive attitude. For this is the day the Lord hath made, and we will rejoice and we'll be glad at it. We've got to continue to pray for these people in Gaza. And we need to make sure that people realize that if you got kids and you're vaccinating them, why don't you read a book? Why don't you read this article? Why don't you do something and try to figure out what they're trying to do and why they're trying to prevent you and your children from reproducing. Just thought I'd ask you that. Keep your hearts and minds in Christ and always stay positive with all we talk about on the show, because it doesn't matter. We're only here for a little while. Let's do everything we possibly can to put God first in our life, because I serve the great I am. My heart beats for God. And that's how my life goes. How about your life? Thought I'd ask you that this morning. Also, what you got next?
It was great. Great run, man, on this. You guys know you vote for Product of the Week. You voted it at one. J.H.I. Cleanse, baby, won Product of the Week. This hasn't been on Product of the Week since I don't know how long.
That's a product.
This is a product. This single-handedly is one of the best detoxifying overall comprehensive formulas you can possibly take. Easy to mix. Taste decent. I got it tasting the best I can. The vanilla and the chocolate. It's got so much stuff in it. There's only so much you can do with it, but it's light years above what it used to be.
It's not bad.
It's not bad.
No, it was bad.
The original formula 15 years ago.
It was a dog, boy.
It was trying to choke down earth. Now it's pretty palatable. And if you throw the magnesium brain food in there, it really cleans it up. And on top of that, it makes it a really comprehensive stuff.
Well, I throw the collagen peptides in with it.
No, yeah, I throw collagen and everything.
And then I throw a couple of frozen bananas in there with it.
Yeah.
And then I throw in a full tablespoon of beet powder with it.
Yeah.
So it makes it a real pretty pink.
It does. You guys, I appreciate you. Thanks for getting the reviews stacked up on my products here. If you need anything, email us, call us. Enjoy the new site. Enjoy Brower Show. I built it for y'all. I love the feedback on it. Have a blessed, safe, awesome night. Continue to stay strong and healthy, my friends. We'll talk to you again on this show tomorrow as always.
And thank you for your support.
Yes.
Thank you for your prayers. I love you guys. I appreciate you. And thank you for being our family. You mean the world to us.
Absolutely.